You would please remain standing and open up a copy of your scriptures of Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22, I'll be reading just the first five verses. In the Bibles provided, this is on page 1491. Revelation chapter 22 and the first five verses. Hear the word of the Lord. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Thus is God's infallible word. You may be seated. Chapter 22 continues the vision and is the final part of the vision of this book. After verse 5, we go into the conclusion of this book. But this beginning part of chapter 22 ends all the vision. Ends the vision that began in 21 in regard to heaven, the New Jerusalem, the glory of eternity. And there's a couple things I want to point out to you here. I want you to see the prophetic symbology that's here. These are symbols, children. They tell us about spiritual truths. Heaven is so glorious that it's not describable with mere words. We must just use symbols because of its wonderful nature. And so we see here a river. And this is harking right back to Ezekiel's prophecy where there was a river, but that river was coming out from the altar. This river is much different. This is a river clear as crystal coming out from the throne of God. Who's on the throne? It's Jesus Christ. This is Jesus Christ, and it's out of him that this pure river flows. Oh, think about rivers. Think about Egypt, right? You got the Nile, and everyone must live near that river. Otherwise, it's dry, and there's no water, and people die without water. And so all of the life of eternity flows forth from Jesus Christ, the Lamb. And the glory of heaven can be said to be like a city that has the tree of life. And what this means is that, you know, there's sustenance for eternity. There will never be famine any longer. 12 manner of fruits on these trees, everything that you need is provided for. And it never stops, right? We have our citrus trees here, which are so great. But there's seasons, right? There are times without them. But this has every season there is fruit, 12 manners of fruit. And what are the leaves are even good. So even when there's not fruit, there's leaves. And the leaves are for the healing of the nations. This harks back to the prophets as well, talking about the coming Messiah in Isaiah who will heal the nations. Yes, and here we have the continual healing. In other words, eternity is the eternal healing of the curse. We're healed once and for all, and we continue in that healing forever. We're complete forever. We don't get sick again. That's what that means. We don't get sick again. We're forever healed. It's a beautiful picture of this permanence of the salvation that's in Jesus Christ. And the most glorious part of this place is verse 4. Children, I want you, if you're okay with it, mark it in your Bible. They shall see his face. That is the beatific vision. That's seeing him for who he is. Lord Jesus face to face, the glory of the infinite God in the face of Jesus Christ. This is the foundation of our joy in heaven, our eternal joy and our eternal happiness. He is our light. There's no night. There's no midnight. It's forever day in heaven because of the effulgence, the complete and utter saturation of the light of the face of Jesus Christ that penetrates every eternal place and time in which we will be enjoying in the new heavens and earth. And this is heaven. This is the city of God. And this is what it's teaching here. We'll reign with him forever and ever in heaven. We'll reign with him. We'll see his face. It will be glorious. You feel now what this is leading us to. It's leading us to looking for heaven and this earth falling away from us. All right, let us respond now.